Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachas Daf Lamed Alav. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara recounts several incidents where the rabbis tempered joyous events with seriousness when they felt their peers were overly cheerful. And this is the reason, according to Tosafot, it's breaking the glass at a chasna. For example, Mar, the son of Ravina, broke a precious glass worth 400 zuz in the presence of the Rabban. Ravashi broke a white glass, a very precious white glass, in their presence. So it's breaking the glass at a chasna, temper over cheerfulness. Number two, the rabbis taught in a braisa that one should not daven shmoneh esrei amidst a state of sorrow, of atzvus, or atzlus, slothfulness, or schok, laughter, or sicha, silly chatter, or kalas rosh, lightheadedness, or dvarim betalim, idle words. Rather, one should daven amidst simcha shel mitzvah, the joy associated with doing a mitzvah. So the importance of davening amidst simcha shel mitzvah. So number one, breaking the glass of tempered joy, which is now done in the chasna. And two, the importance of davening betoch simcha shel mitzvah. And number three, a large part of this dav details the many halachos and concepts related to tefillah learned from Chana's tefillahs and her conversation with Eli. And a few examples include: one must direct their heart to Kadosh Baruch when they daven. They must pronounce the words with their lips. It's forbidden to raise one's voice to the degree that others can hear one daven. And it's forbidden to sit within four amas of one who is davening. So once again, the 3 points are tempering cheerfulness with seriousness, which breaking the glass we do at the chasna. Number two, the importance of davening betoch simcha shel mitzvah, the joy associated with doing the mitzvah. And number three, all the different things we learned from Chana's tefillahs and our conversation with Eli, so many of them form our approach to tefillah today. All right, so now we go to our siman. So the siman for Lamed Aleph is going to be a judge, right? Because Lamed Aleph sounds like law. And we're going to use a judge as our point of reference. So here we go. The judge was so impressed with the joyous davening that took place right after the breaking of the glass at a chuppah that he signed up for the course on tefillah given by a woman named Chana. So once again, it's a motion. The judge, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Aleph, because Lamed Aleph sounds like law, and we're going to think of a judge when we think of law. So the judge was so impressed with the joyous davening that took place right after the breaking of the glass at a chuppah. So those are 2 points that are connected. We have the breaking the glass of the chuppah to temper overly joyous events. And then we have the joyous davening, that's the simcha shel mitzvah that took place right after the breaking the glass, because they went right into the davening because it's associated with the mitzvah of the chuppah, of the nesu'in, that he signed up for a course on tefillah given by a woman named Chana, which reminds us that Chana is a source of many of the halachas that we now have for tefillah. So once again, the judge was so impressed with the joyous davening that took place right after the breaking of the glass at a chuppah that he signed up for the course on tefillah given by a woman named Chana. Okay, so now it's time for four blot bat chazor, beginning of Daf Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin, the siman is a kazoo, that's toy musical instrument that one blows into to create a buzzing sound. So what do we have? We have a little boy, blew his annoying kazoo. That means we're on Daf Chav Zayin. During the Mincha Minyan after plug, that reminds us that since the Gemara doesn't render the halacha regarding the latest permissible time to daven Mincha, one may follow the opinion either of Banan and daven until nightfall, or of Yehuda and only daven until plug of Mincha, which is 10 3/4 seasonal hours into the day. Rav Yehuda also permits one to daven Maariv right after plug of Mincha, even though it's before nightfall. And then according to many, one may not, however, do a split decision following the Rabbanan to daven Mincha after plug and then follow Rav Yehuda to immediately daven Maariv before nightfall. So once again, a little boy blew his annoying kazoo, Chav Zayin, during the Mincha Minyan after plug, whenever he saw someone passing in front of someone else who was davening Shmoneh Esrei. And we're taught one may not pass in front of someone davening Shmoneh Esrei. Furthermore, one may not daven Adal Longsharder behind his Rebbe, because doing so would appear arrogant, according to Rashi. And finally, this boy blowing his annoying kazoos was feeling so proud as he stood next to the new Nasi, which is the Gemara that relates that the Malchukos between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, where the Maariv is voluntary and obligatory, led to Rabban Gamliel being deposed and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah being appointed the new Nasi in his place. All right, then we go to Daf Chav Ches. So the siman for Chav Ches is a strong man, koach, strength. So you have the big strong man, so on Daf Chav Ches, led hundreds of Talmidim into the Beis HaMidrash. That reminds us of the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, and the doors were open to the Talmidim who were excluded by Rabban Gamliel because they were not as good on the inside as they appeared on the outside, Shein Tochu Kabaro. And on that day, any halacha that was not resolved was resolved, and that's a Maseches Edios was composed of the halachas that were taught on that day. So again, the big strong man led hundreds of Talmidim to the Beit Midrash to visit their two sick Rabbanim. That reminds us of the final words from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai to the Talmidim. To resolve halachos, That reminds us back to Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, they're resolving lachas, and to Daven Shmoneh Esrei for their refuah. And that reminds us that the Gemara brings a three-way machlokas regarding what the 18 brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei correspond to. Is it the 18 times Hashem's name appears in Kapitel Chavtes, Psalm 29, or the 18 times his name appears in Kriya Shema, or the 18 vertebrae in the spine? And then we go to Dav Chavtes. So Chavtes is hospital cots. So the hospital cots. Oh, so we're on Dav Chavtes. We're unfortunately full of patients on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and fast days. That reminds us that we get the explanation why we have various brachas, 7 on Shabbos, 9 on Rosh Hashanah, and 24 on Atinas, because people had been traveling and going through dangerous places. That reminds us of the additional prayers we learned about, Havineinu, the abridged Shmoneh Esrei, a tefillah katzar b'makom sakana, a short tefillah when you're in a dangerous place, and tefillah sederach, the traveler's prayer. So the people who had been traveling, going through dangerous places, had treated their tefillahs as a burden. Reminds us of Rabbi Elazar, who said not to treat tefillah as keva, as a burden. And we have different pshatim, whether one's not davening in a form of supplication to tachanunim, or the person's not innovating anything in this tefillah, he's not introducing any new bakasha, any new request, or they're not davening when the sun is red, meaning immediately after sunrise or before sunset, when it's a suspicious time to daven. All right, so now we conclude with our pop quiz. 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that one should not pass in front of someone davening Shmoneh Esrei? That's on daf Chav Zayin, Kazoo. Number two, where do we learn that one who needs to relieve himself must before davening Shmoneh Esrei if he can't wait 72 minutes? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number three, where do we learn that one needs to daven towards Yerushalayim, the base of Migdash, the Kodesh Kodashim? That's on daf Lamed. Number four, which daf do we learn what people do if they're in the same bed when it comes to Zman Kriya Shema, reciting Kriya Shema? What do they do? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Great. Number five, where do we learn out the reason why we have the various number of brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Atinas? That's on daf Chav Tes. Number six, where do we learn that one should not recite Kriya Shema opposite an empty chamber pot? That's on daf Chav Hey. Good. Number seven, where do we have the machlokas regarding what one does if they have to travel early before the Zman? Do they daven Shmoneh Esrei at home, or do they daven Shmoneh Esrei after Kriya Shema while they're on their journey? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number nine, where do we learn that one should fear Hashem like they fear people? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number 10, where do we learn that Divrei Torah are not Makabel Tuma because they're like fire? That's on daf Chav Beis. And finally, question number 10, where do we learn that one should daven with Kovod Rosh with a sense of aim and trepidation? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Excellent. So that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning. And then we get to Daf Lamed. Daf Lamed, the siman is a Melamed. In our case, a Rebbe in a classroom. So here we go. With a map of the world behind him, the Rebbe reminds us we're on Daf Lamed. The Rebbe was teaching his righteous students, his Hasidim, and I'm going to add here, who are listening with trepidation, with Ema and Yira, the Kovod Rosh, the importance of davening towards Yerushalayim. Right? We learned that one must daven facing towards Yerushalayim, the base of Migdash and the Kodesh Kodashim. When the Uber driver arrived to take him on his pre-sunrise trip, because we learned there's a machlokes regarding how one should travel early in the morning before the time of tefillah, and the machlokes depends on the question of which is more important. Is davening Shmoneh Esrei while standing more important, or being so magula tefillah, juxtaposing redemption to tefillah? The Tanakhama holds it's more important to daven Shmoneh Esrei while standing, so he should daven at home standing, and then recite Kriya Shema on the journey when the time comes, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that being so magula tefillah is more important, so the traveler should start his journey without saying Shmoneh Esrei, and then recite Kriya Shema at the proper time, followed by Shmoneh Esrei, even if he has to say it sitting. All right, so now we're going to finish with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one, where do we have the machlokes regarding what the Yud Ches Brachas of Shmoneh Esrei correspond to? That's on Daf Chav Ches. Good. Number two, where do we have the machlokes regarding the latest time to daven Mincha? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number three, where do we learn about Tefillah Sederach? That's on Daf Chav Tes. Good. Number four, where do we have the machlokes regarding the origins of Tefillah? Whether the Avos Tiknum or Keneged Tamin Tiknum? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number five, where do we learn the importance of davening Shmona Esrei mitoch simcha shal mitzvah, the joy of doing a mitzvah. That's on daf. Lamed Aleph, good, number six. We learn that one has a daven facing towards Yushalayim. That's on daf. Lamed, good, number seven. Where do we learn that one should not make his tefillah a burden, a keva? That's on daf. Chav Tes, good, number eight. Where do we learn about Chana's tefillos? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph, good, number nine. Where do we learn that one has to say Kriya Shema at least four amos away from Reach Rashi Yeshul Iker, and one holds from the Makam Shapasak that Reach, from the place where the actual Reach stops? That's on daf. Chafei, good. And number 10. And number 10, where do you have the question regarding whether a balki requires 40 sod to be tovel in or 9 kabin to be poured on him? That's on daf. Chav Beis, excellent. All right, so that completes our session. Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.